Hallelujah. And communion is for all believers who believe and have been baptized. You are entitled to communion. Because what is baptism? Baptism is I identify with the death, the burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. What is communion? Communion is a further identification with the body of Christ that was offered on the cross on Calvary for you. Therefore, if you have been baptized, you are entitled to participate in the Holy Communion. Therefore, my Anglican brethren, please allow my brothers and sisters there to celebrate the body of Jesus Christ. And don't use your church doctrine and prevent them. Because you have no scripture for it. It is for doctrine a commandment of man. You don't need any confirmation by any man. When you come to Christ, he said, come to me, all ye that labor heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will confirm. What is a confirmation? Acts 2 verse 38. Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall be confirmed. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is the confirmation of your salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No man can confirm that you are now saved. No human being, no matter what title he bears, he himself, he needs confirmation. No human, you can confirm somebody to be a member of your church. But only Jesus Christ confirms those who will be a member of his own church. Oh, glory be to God. Christians, the confirmation of your faith that you gave your life to Christ is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he is the one, Jesus, that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire. No man can give you the Holy Ghost. No man can give you the Holy Ghost. Forget that nonsense that people are playing with the anointing. Forget it. Forget what is happening there. I can speak and say confidently by the infallible scriptures. Anything happening in Christianity, if you want to understand whether it is of God or not, give it the word test. Praise the Lord. This whole world can never hold me. Any moment I'll be gone. For I've made my consecration, and I have my wedding garments on. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is nothing Satan will give you for free. At the appointed time, he will come and demand what he expects you to give him. If you use juju marry any man, one day the juju go break. The man eye go open. He will chase you out of his house. Anything you use extra power to get is limited. The time will come when Satan will say, I don't give you. Upon the say I give you, you see they call that Jesus. You know, disgrace me up and down. Upon the word, you know, Satan, let me give you. Instead of you to reduce, you see they do nya, 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 nya. Oh yeah, I carry and come out. Stay with the original. Why do you want to help God to serve him? What type of God are you serving? Somebody say, no, we go to get this power. Minister, oh. Some of these funny pastors, I heard one of them saying that we go to enhance more so that we can work better for God. So we enhance the gift. They enhance the gift. So they go and get some other things. These people, they will not believe us unless they see power. So there is handkerchief they can collect. Everybody fall down. There are some of them rings. Some of them have come out. And it's very easy to identify them. Very, very easy. For those of us who know our Bible. Because we know God does not entertain you. If anointing strike you, you fall down. It must be for something. So this one, when they fall down, what is it for? We don't see the thing. You know they affect their lives? Nothing, nothing. If you go to Babalawo and you receive healing, he only take that demon and give you another demon. While you are testifying for this, you are soon going to come back for another testimony. Because Satan will never give you anything free. Nothing, nothing. Have that. Stay with Christ. I need no other. I am a man. Hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetness lips, but holy lips of Jesus' name. On Christ the Son. Hallelujah. Therefore, the true confirmation is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And even concerning communion, the timing matters. It must be at the going down of the sun, because it marks the end of the day of redemption. It marks the end of God's program to restore us back to what He intended it to be. On the Garden of Eden, Jesus Christ came at the closing of time, the closing of the day. So it is, that's why the Passover, for Christ is our Passover. The Passover was held in the evening at the going down of the sun. Even the timing matters for that communion to be correct. The timing matters. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now I want you to note something. Because I'm talking about the wrong communion. Something happened after they all ate with Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 22. Amen. Verse 21. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me read it. Let's go back a little bit from verse 19. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." See where I am going, verse 21. But, somebody shout, but. Say it again. "But behold the hand of him that betrayed me, he is with me on the table." On the communion table, the one that will betray him, that together they chop him. And yet it's supposed to be a fellowship of like-minded people. A demonstration of a bond of love. Something that is supposed to demonstrate that we are sharing love. Yet, somebody that will betray him was there on that table, eating together with him. And maybe that person betray you at your back, doing things against you, speaking evil against you, and take that communion with you. It is wrong communion. I read it again. But behold, verse 21, the hand of him that betrayed me is with me on the table. And truly, the Son of Man going as it was determined. But woe, somebody shout woe. Woe. Say it again. Woe. Woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began, as I'm speaking now, they are now asking in their heart here now, to inquire among themselves, which of them it was that should do this thing. Is it I? Is it I? That's what they were asking. Is it I? Is it I? Is it I? Judas asked also, is it I? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know because of what I spoke concerning Judas, you'll be wondering, what do you want to say now? A lot of us only look at the lake of fire as punishment. Hell as punishment. Let me tell you, when God wants to deal with his children, it starts from here. That is one mistake most people don't know. Once you have received the Holy Ghost, God deals with you as children. Those who are bound for hell, God does nothing with them. He allows them to prosper. But if you are his child, he will deal with you here, 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 here. Your hell, you will experience it here. This is something most people don't know about Christianity, and they act anyhow. Genuine children of God. Genuine children of God misbehave, and they will think that God will leave them. God will not leave them. You saw how Judas ended up. Maybe we'll have been reading a book now according to Apostle Judas. But see the way everybody, once you mention Judas, it goes with hatred. It's part of the punishment. See the type of death he died. Sometimes, he did not know the effect of what he was doing. Many of you misbehave and come to communion table. You don't know what you are doing until sometimes it is too late. And I know that after today, somebody here, you will know how to come to the communion table. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You will notice that we are facing only Judas. We also, it was the same after the communion. Listen, there are two characters here. After the communion, there was a betrayal by an apostle of Jesus Christ, and there was another one, a denial of Jesus Christ by another apostle after supper. Peter denied him. It was after that supper they came and grabbed him. So there are people here that will even deny you at the back when they should stand for you. So don't look at only Judas. Look at people who also deny Christ for fear or shame to be identified with his reproach. Why? You know, God will use these Muslim women to condemn some of our Christian women, especially those who have passed through this ministry or who are sitting down now listening to me. Because the average Muslim woman is not afraid to declare her faith by her dressing. Cover everywhere according to the Islamic law. Leave only her nose and eye. And please, don't you ever think you are more beautiful than them. You know, God made them specially. The Arabs, very beautiful. I'm telling you. And yet, for the sake of their religion, they are ready to declare it anywhere, and they do it proudly. It's only you afraid that you will not get that job. They will tie down their hijab and go for interview. If you like, give me the job. If you like, don't give me the job. Allah, you know. Allah, inana, Allah, akbar. And he will go his way. And he's not shaken by that. It's only Christians that claim to be fish. And yet some of them are electric fish. Some of them are crayfish. Some of them are stockfish. Kakaraka. But no matter how you cook them, they're kakaraka. They know they melt. Stockfish. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So which one are you? Are you denying him or you are betraying him? And yet, you are taking communion. A wrong communion. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. Verse 11. But now, I have written unto you, not to keep company. Listen very well to what Apostle Paul is telling the Corinthian church. If any man that is called a brother, you are not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother, the emphasis is that he is called who? And please, it includes sister. Eh? A brother or a sister. That means he's a member of your fellowship. But he's a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reller, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, 419. See what he said. With such an one, know not to eat. Eat where? For Mami Market? It's the last table. Don't eat together with such a person. Don't allow him to take part in the communion. Don't. Hallelujah. Why? He said because if you don't chase that person out of that church, before you know what, a little leaven, he said, does what? Leavened the whole lump. If you allow a fornicator in the church, the spirit will soon spread around. Praise the Lord. And if you come and take communion with any of this category of people, he called them fornicator. You know, he started every time his fornication. Every time he wrote the same thing to the Colossians. He wrote the same thing to the Ephesians. He wrote the same thing to the Corinthians. The same letter from the same person. This spirit that started from the Garden of Eden will not leave the children of God alone. If your weakness is fornication, your case is more serious than a madman on the road. Because that sin carries a judgment by God, pronounced by God himself. He said, don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? I'm talking to God's children. And that the Spirit of God dwells in you. He said, you are not even of your own, but that he, you are a purchased possession. He has purchased you with his blood. He's making you refer to what he did on the cross on Calvary. He said, if any man defile my temple, he said, what will happen? He said, God will destroy that person. Some of you here, you are suffering because of fornication. After you receive the Holy Ghost. After you profess Christianity. Your business came down. Because the evidence that it is fornication, you have gone everywhere for deliverance. You walk. If you like, come and donate your only car where you get. That miracle will not cover fornicator. Seed faith, not cover fornicator. The only thing that will release you is repentance. It's to repent. Once you repent, he will do to you like he did to Ahab. He made pronouncement against Ahab. But when Ahab trembled, shook, and repented, he said, okay, it will happen though, because the word that proceeded out of my mouth shall not return to me void. But it will not be at your own time. That's how merciful God is. I wish somebody a fornicator in our midst here. And it's very common in all churches. Another very common thing in the church is gossip. And gossip is the twin brother and twin sister of jealousy. The two of them go together. There can never be gossip unless there is jealousy. It's a husband and wife. The two of them are one. Before anybody gossips you, there's something you're seeing around you is jealous of. Christian. And then such a person, we see you sitting down in the church, and then you again, you are sitting there, you will collect, and then they are normally, such people are normally very religious. Came. Very religious. I don't know, you are condemning yourself by doing that. So he said, tell the Corinthian church, put away the old level. Put away your old lifestyle. Put it away. And your old lifestyle is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, if you are writing it down. Verse 8 to verse 11. I say it again, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 8 to 11, because of time. Go and read that scripture. And Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 up to verse 12. Read it and study it. Ephesians 5, verse 3 to verse 12. Read also Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 to 17. And why he says you should put away the old leaven. Put it away from you so that you all become new. Put away. And demonstrated by what happened by Joshua to Achan. You saw what happened there. William Branham called gossip sulfuric acid. It breaks the fabric of fellowship. When they see you have a grace they don't have, they get jealous of you. When they see say you fine, they ugly, they get jealous of you. You dress well, and they don't have your type of dress, they get jealous of you. You receive favor, then they receive hatred, they get jealous of you. You they eat better food, they know they eat better food, they get jealous of you. You can speak better English, they know somebody speak even broken, they get jealous of you. You see? Men, they come after you. No man, they come after them. They get jealous of you. They desire a particular brother. And instead of the brother to come today, he can't go to you. You are finished. Inside church, oh! Inside church. Amen. When you have that spirit, something is wrong with your conversion. How do you feel in your heart? When you sit and you are finishing somebody, church, every one of you that knows me, you have been close to me, you know, I don't say anything behind anybody that I cannot say in his presence. Why would I do that? For two reasons. To start with, say you know me to be pastor. You are talking with me. You are talking with me. I mean, we are talking about maybe who will I call now? One of the closest person now to me here, Pastor Thomas. Then maybe I am talking about Pastor Thomas, and maybe we are saying something he has done. Then immediately he enter the office. Then I change the topic. Me, I will say, how will you feel about me? What will you think I am? So it means, pastor, you're the gossip. I want to tell you something about this brother. Can I trust you? The thing I want to tell you. You don't go tell him. You don't go tell him. Now, not that brother. Oh. Let this thing I'm discussing with you end here. Oh. If I hear it anywhere, you are finished. After you don't. Why are you doing like that? If you know somebody is doing something wrong, why can't you go and approach that person personally and sort it out? Why do you go? And most of the time, that person doesn't even know what you are talking about. Devils holding this entire message that is supposed to be clean restoration ministry. Gossip. Finish you. They will finish you. Blow back. Hey, blessed be the name of the Lord.